Welcome to Virgin Views. This is Chelsea.
Can you say it with a straight face? Or is it like the, oh! I made a fool of myself.
I made a fool of myself. That wasn't it.
I don't think people are going to be...
Welcome to Virgin Views.
Okay, that was good, but I was talking. You don't think people are going to be able to understand? Welcome to Virgin Views. So wait a little bit.
Welcome to Virgin Views. I'm Chelsea, your host.
And I'm Natalie, your other host.
Woot.
And today, what are we watching, Chels?
Today we have a guest who may or may not be coming in and out of the room as we watch. Her name is Honey, and she's a sweetheart.
She doesn't bark, though, so she's just gonna sit here quietly.
Yes, she's a very sweet
But she's
girl.
Here.
Just so you know, this episode is sweeter because of her.
Yeah. And whenever she comes in the room, we'll say hi, so you can always tell when she's entering.
Yes. Hey, sweetie. Okay, well, today, we are going to be watching something called Jane the Virgin. Which I've never heard of before. Natalie brought it up, and I've literally never heard of this before.
Yeah, so Jane the Virgin, here on Virgin Views. Oh my gosh. Honey keeps licking Chelsea's face, and she never licks my face like that. And I'm so...
It's probably because I have a Pepsi, and I've been drinking Pepsi, and I just smell like Pepsi. Oh,
let's test it.
Are you gonna drink my Pepsi, girl?
Yep.
Okay. Natalie leans in really close and Honey just moves her head away.
Yes! I got one! I forced her to do it, but I got one.
It's cute.
Confirmed. Honey likes Pepsi.
Honey likes Pepsi.
Okay, so Jane the Virgin. I know pretty much nothing about this series. That's kind of not true, but I know of this series because of my cousin Ella, shout out, love you, and her friend Emily, and they used to watch this together all the time. Oh my gosh! Yeah, that was so rude.
I'm sorry. I forgot you changed the earring, it's really cute.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I like your piercing.
Carrie got her seconds. I mean, she got 1 second, but she has a second now.
Oh my gosh, that's what I did. Cute. Yes. Should show me pics.
I will. I totally will.
Okay. Well, so because of Ella and Emily, I know that this show exists, and that it's dramatic, and that it's like a comedy, like it's supposed to be funny, and I know that she eventually loses her virginity, which makes me think that the whole show focuses around her being a virgin.
Yes. So it's in the title.
After she loses her virginity, I don't know what we do.
Yeah, the whole series is probably just leading up to her losing her virginity, and then she just has sex, and then it's over.
And then she's done. And then she, like, I don't know what I was gonna say. It's nighttime, everyone.
I love you, honey.
Don't kiss her. Cold or scared? She's all shaky.
Oh.
Yeah, she has sex and then she, like, grows into this beautiful woman now that she's no longer held back by being a virgin and she accomplishes all her dreams.
Virginity's cool.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We are Virgin Views, people.
Yeah, but that just refers to us virgin watching.
Yes. So, season 3.
Chapter 54.
54.
Jane lands an interview for a seemingly perfect job. At his film premiere, Rogelio gets a nasty surprise. A new love interest enters Luisa's life.
There are already 3 characters that I have to know.
That was really stressful for me to read because I can't read. Yo, what up? My name's Nat, I'm 19, and I never freaking learned how to read!
What?
All right.
I love that you're 19.
Me too! I feel so in the loop with pop culture.
Oh yeah.
All right.
And I'm turning 19 in March.
March. That's still a quarter of a year. Sucka.
You're right.
JK. Whoa!
There's a narrator.
Jane got married!
He was shot?
Wait. What?
So what is this happening?
Not only did she lose her virginity, but she's married and she has a baby. And her husband got shot and then lived, and then she cheered him on as he was walking with the cane.
And now then he can't join the force again.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How many seconds in are we?
We're...
10?
I'm gonna say yes. This narrator has some great vibes.
What is happening?
Oh my gosh.
What's happening? Her sister...
Her sister... Okay, we have to read the subtitles of what it's saying.
It says... She really wants you to... It says, also tough, Petra.
Or she was before her sister, Inezka, paralyzed her and took her place.
Wowza.
There's so many characters.
Oh my gosh, that was so much that just happened.
Yeah.
Aww. Halloween!
1994.
I love Halloween. On Halloween? Okay, I think the narrator's like in every episode thing, because it's not like we're starting on season 3, episode 1.
Right.
So does every episode have a recap? Because that would get really exhausting.
Yeah.
Really fast.
This guy's voice is, like, so...
narratory.
Yes. Your hair is so long. What the heck?
I know. When I don't do anything with it, I'm like...
You're like...
Who is she?
The girl in the mirror.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, I remember the feeling, not the details. That's such a true thing for me, though.
I think that's also partly just because you're not detail-oriented.
I'm not.
You just...
I'm very...
People can't see what you're doing.
Jazz hands, kind of, but with magic.
Magical jazz hands.
Magical jazz hands.
Anyway, I feel like I don't like it so far.
I don't like it so far either. I think the recap was kind of really funny, but I don't know
what's
happening from here.
So much is going on. Also, I don't like that the narrator is interjecting. I feel like narrators are lazy to a certain extent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as a storyteller, I don't ever want to have a narrator, like, telling things.
Right, like, you want it show to be things clear through whatever you're presenting, right?
Yeah, like, the character should have said that, or, you know, she should have explained that. Like, I don't know why Jane couldn't have explained what a flashbulb memory is, you know?
Yeah.
But that editing was cool that they did.
Frozen and then the...
Yeah, where they, like, kind of took a picture of them and they highlighted them and then they made the rest darker so that it showed kind of what a flashbulb...
Yeah, darker and blurry.
Yeah.
Flashbulb memory.
Yeah. Come lay down, honey.
Come here.
Come here. Good girl. Lay down.
Do you want attention from me?
I think she does.
Aw.
The worst day of his life was his mom telling him not to trick-or-treat because he was sick?
Yes.
That's lame.
Wow.
What are you laughing at?
This guy, I don't know who he is.
Oh. You stole my thunder. Me.
I'm so... People actually watch this, honey. Like...
I feel like I got, like, the biggest spoiler with her being married now. And why would you call the show Jane the Virgin who... If she... Get... It's... Maybe...
She's not a virgin anymore.
Her dad's hilarious.
Did you see the hashtag... John Hancock.
He made the imitations with his face on it.
Apparently this girl doesn't know how to handle babies.
Well, she's having problems with her children since her sister stole her identity. And her hair.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really weird.
She's sucking up to her, but it looks like it's working.
Chloe's so relatable.
Yeah. She's cool.
Is her name Jane Virgin?
That would make more sense for the title.
That would. But she's married, so would her name stay? Okay, I just have to say, this feels so forced.
Yeah.
And, like, so just cheesy. I don't like when shows... Like, they have this weird, like... accordion music in the background that makes me feel like I'm in France, and then they have like the drums going,
yeah,
when, like, we don't know what's happening. They're like, what are those drums called? The bongos. And then, like, why won't the narrator stop? Like, I get that it's, like, it's the genre of it, but I don't like things that are trying too hard to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, I like when the reason that The Office is so candidly funny is because they just are not trying at all. Like, it's funny because they're just, like, the effort, like, it's not like they're trying to get everyone to laugh. It's like they're just saying stupid things.
Yeah.
Being dumb.
I love it. You're so good.
I wish I could watch The Office for this podcast. Maybe we can do a Virgin Views where the stuff we have seen.
Ugh.
Also, it bothers me that they don't just explain, like, they're explaining what certain things mean with a typewriter sound, with typing text on the screen. And it's like, I can't read that fast, even when I'm watching it be typed out. Like, I'm a little, as mentioned before, I'm 19, I never learned how to read, I'm dyslexic. Right.
I can't. Actually, same, we're both dyslexic, fun fact for all y'all people.
Yeah, we literally can't read. So don't make me read essential information that I need to know, just tell me.
We have 35 minutes left.
Oh my gosh, that's goodbye, terrible honey. News. Where's the Pepsi?
Here you go.
Thank you. That's a cute skirt. The green one.
Yeah. The moment when your mom is begging you to come with so you don't have to talk to teenagers.
She's 5 days late on her period.
She's pregnant again. Oh, baby.
What did he say that made you
laugh so hard? Dang, these women are fertile.
These women are fertile.
I can't pronounce that.
Villanueva.
Villanueva.
That's pretty good.
Villanueva.
His name is Mateo.
What?
She just has a pregnancy test laying around her mom, who hasn't been pregnant in, like, years. Why are you talking that way? Ew, I hate Inezka. He said checkmate and they spelled it like check the country.
Like, yes, yes.
Hashtag checkmate. I do like the hashtags, they're funny.
Yeah. No. No. No.
What?
No. Ew. Gross. Also, I do love her hair, though. She called him her rooster, and he crowed.
And she thought it was sexy. Ugh. Ew.
Some people. Oh.
Oh, he's hot.
He's very hot. Oh, rip.
Oh, they're filming.
Okay. So he's really hot, but he's also really dumb, and he's just an actor.
Oh, sorry.
Goodbye, Pepsi. Ooh.
Sizzle reel, a short preview of a potential reality TV series used to sell the idea. He's so excited. 2046.
Aw, they gon' kiss.
Aw, they're cute. Okay, this is making me sad because when my future children have any hint of a stomach bug, she's so close to him. He's on her lap. They're like inches away from each other's faces. I would be like, you sit in this corner. I'll block off this corner of the house for you.
Spray disinfectant everywhere.
Yeah, and you can stay there until Dad gets home. At which point you'll still stay there, but he'll come in and play with you. And when you feel better, you can come out.
Yeah. That's actually so funny because it's so true.
I'm so afraid of sickness. Ugh. Is she pregnant? Did she take the test? They didn't show us. Quinn, he's acing his tests.
He Gucci.
She's totally pregnant. She's really nervous.
Yeah. She says we might be pregnant, so she's not for sure pregnant.
He's so happy. He's so happy. Oh my really gosh, cute. That's so I'm cute. So... Don't buy one tomorrow. Go to the store.
They're so cute.
I ship it so hard.
I'm glad that they're married.
What a gal. She's like, you're my brother, even though they're not, like, blood related. Yeah.
He found out that, like, he took a blood test and he found out that he,
tell them
that he is not, sorry, I was distracted, so many things, that he is not actually related to her by blood, but she was like, it's okay, I got you, I got your back. And now she's on the phone with somebody, but that's all.
If we don't find out in 27 minutes if she's pregnant or not, I'm gonna riot.
Yeah.
Oh, Rogelio. Rogelio has such a sweet spot in my heart. I love him. No.
She...
Ooh, they didn't include him naked. They cut his penis.
Naked. Uh-oh. He's being... His mental breakdown is being recorded.
He's just yelling... He's yelling penis all over and over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, rip.
He just...
Oh, kill him!
He just offended her so bad, and she was so graceful about that.
He was like, you don't need to be taken seriously. I want to be taken seriously. You're okay with just being some, you know, sideline actor.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I didn't see your penis tonight, but I did see a big dick.
And then she walked away. And all of that was recorded by the random guys standing nearby.
Did you take the test?
Oh. Aww. She got her period, and she's kind of relieved and kind of sad, and he's sad.
Aww. Oh, she's crying. Have a baby! Okay, fine.
I hate Inezka.
Yeah, she gives me weird as heck vibes. That baby looks like an elf. He has such big ears.
He looks like the troll.
He looks things. Like Dwight when he puts on the elf ears in the office. And he started crying as soon as she took him. How weird would that be if your sister took your children? Ooh, Tess does look scary. Jane is so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
Oh.
Rip. She just told her dad she doesn't listen to him very much.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell if she's being... actually excited or if
she's faking it.
Yeah.
I feel like it was legit.
Okay, apparently they know each other.
What is he doing? He's telling him it's cool that what he's doing, but I don't know what he's doing.
Wait, I'm really confused at what just happened. She said, you're just like daddy. And the other guy was like, he made it.
Well, because her husband wasn't on his phone. He was on his phone. Oh my gosh, they had the baby together. And now she's raising it with his husband. Her husband.
Okay, so she had the baby with him?
Yeah.
And she's married to this guy.
Uh-huh.
And that's why he was so excited to have a baby with her, because they don't have their own baby.
And maybe that's why she was so excited too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Tess found them. And she's wasted.
She's like, I can crash here, right? Oh no, Tess is gone and the front door is open.
Here are the bongos.
And she's drunk. Rip, she took the bike.
Same. She runs for like 20 seconds. Not even that, 10. penis.
Cockle doodle don't. His video, his penis meltdown video was posted on the internet.
I like the heavy Hispanic influence.
Yeah.
Just the diversity. Ooh, Zoe's kind of clever.
Yeah.
This looks like such a TV set.
Yeah.
He whittled her a giraffe. That all feels small and low impact.
Speaking of penises. Oh no! She gave her new boss pictures of her naked dad.
Instead of her manuscript! Where do they live? Why is the beach out of their window?
Mm-hmm.
She was framed for murder? What?!
Wow. Okay.
They're both girls. I thought Elf One was a boy.
I thought they were both boys. Petra's children who hate her. I love his eyebrows.
That's weird. But yeah, they're pretty nice.
They're hot.
He's hot. Turn on the mobile and then he does it.
That was
a cool transition.
Yeah, that was nice. He had the mobile above the crib and he started spinning it, and then it turned into a Ferris wheel, and the lullaby music turned into carnival music.
Yeah, it was dope. When are they gonna have a kid? That's all I care about.
Please have a child. Oh, she tried to hold his hand and he took it away. Rip. This is a flashback before they were married.
He's so bad at flirting, what the heck?
I have to put money in.
Aw, they're so cute.
Yeah.
This makes me feel better because, like, he's so awkward, and it makes me feel better that they're married because there's hope for any of my awkward dates.
Ooh! A time-honored makeout zone. I love them.
What the heck? That's so cute.
That was such a weird transition. Moved up.
That was a trip.
They were in one car and then they were in the next one.
4 years later.
Yes.
Was this the night he proposed?
Love can transcend time and space. We'll find out, I think. I think I have a honey hair in my mouth.
Ew.
Ew. I don't know where it went.
He's so cute.
Oh my gosh. They kissed.
Oh, they're official. Oh my gosh.
Look, they have the little heart.
So cute.
Heart glowies. Have a baby. Have sex.
I thought you said six at first.
Have six.
That's so many.
Children.
Oh, that's not what she said.
Aww. Look, they have the little heart glowy things again. Why is this happening? This is so weird.
Because they're at the same carnival. Oh, because they're in love and that's how they're showing it because they're dumb.
Yeah.
And they can't just let us see it.
It's what goes up can stay.
Stay that way.
That's right.
Yo. Watsky. Bish.
Bish.
What are you doing? Yes, you can. Nonfiction actually can be embellished.
Okay.
Do you have another kid? They talked about it for a second. And nothing else happened.
I think they should have another kid. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, can you even see? I'm like...
Yes. My leg's just a little tingly and numb.
This is when it's gonna happen. This is when she's gonna be able to help her babies. Oh my gosh, her pajamas are silk. That looks so cozy.
He's awake. He can hear the babies, but he's just gonna make her take care of the babies. Oh. Does that imply...
Yes.
...that they are gonna have a child, maybe?
Oh. I don't know, maybe. I thought they were just having sex because they're together. I feel his nervousness. Nice! She tricked her! He gets his little... He would not be able to take that.
He's dancing on the window. It just hit a guy accidentally.
Her babies are... They like her! Oh. Oh my gosh. She did it.
I'm so proud of her. She's flourishing as a mother.
She's getting her babies. That hair tie's on her ponytail like five times. Like, it's crossed like five times. So jail! I want a clean slate. So jail? Yes! LGBTQ representation!
Whoa.
Thank you. They're gay. I love it.
That's his sister, right?
Yeah.
Well, his kind of sister. Eileen is so pretty.
Oh my gosh. Did he say your last girlfriend? Okay, so he knows that she's... Okay, he knows that she's gay. He's telling her girlfriend that she needs to, like, get DNA and blood tests and MRIs and x-rays to make sure that she hasn't gotten any plastic surgery and that she's exactly who she says she is. Because...
A freaking crazy person.
Because apparently his sister's last girlfriend was a criminal with a fake face.
But her ex is dead!
Look at her face! She's like, yeah, you're right, he did do that.
Oh my gosh! Her face.
I paused it at exactly the right time.
What?
Oh my gosh. So much is what is happening? Eileen is Rose.
So she's still dating the criminal.
Criminal stole someone else's face. And she's gonna make that someone else pass the test for her. And now she's going by a different name.
Rogelio.
It's not.
Ooh, dramatic theme playing. Yes, make out while the dramatic music plays.
I love them. I love them so much. Is she an author?
I don't know. Ooh. So many good things are happening in this episode. That's the first emotion I've seen that little kid make. Mateo.
Oh, he's so cute!
Oh, Michael looks so nervous.
He looks sick.
Oh no.
What?! He just died! Michael's-
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna go on.
Holy crap!
I felt really weird, okay, when she handed him the lunchbox and the narrator was like, and she's going to replay this moment over and over and over in her head. And like, he didn't say that with any others. And he's like, until it's a memory. And memories aren't...
unreliable.
Memories are unreliable.
Well, yeah, he just said, until it's a memory, unreliable.
Yes. Yes, that's what... yes. And then he died.
So, shit. We picked quite the episode, didn't we?
We did. You know what? It was a ride. It was a bumpy ride. But I actually quite enjoyed it. I'm really sad about the ending.
I am too!
I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
I actually had tears in my eyes. And I like started, like, I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, you were like, why do they have those heart things? And I was like, I guess because they're in love.
But then it to show
showed it
when
again.
He died.
Yeah.
I love that painting on your wall, by the way.
Thank you. I did it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Oh. Out of 5 stars.
You look so disheveled.
I am disheveled. Thank you very much.
I think that I'm gonna give it 4 stars. Because that was really fun. And, like, all of the characters were so random and different. But, like, they had their characters and it was easy to, like, know who was who. And, like, what was happening to each character in their own stories, you know. And it was really fun to, like, get a grasp for everything that was happening in all of the different parts of the episode, you know, for every character. I think that was just really fun. And the storyline was
wild.
It was so wild.
Wild AF. Wild like the zoo.
Oh my gosh. It was crazy, but it was like fun and just entertaining. And I was just like, yes. But yeah, I really liked it. I didn't really like the narrator part. Some of the hashtags were funny on the screen. Like there were hashtags that were just great. The narrator wasn't that funny except for that part where he was like, these women are fertile.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm right there with you at like 4 stars. I mean, I have so many thoughts. I'm dying. Okay, so in the span of 40 minutes, they introduced us to like 10 characters, made me care about all of them, made me care about every storyline that was happening, made me invested, made me want to know what was happening, made me want to stay in the loop. Like, not only did I care about what was happening with the characters at this second, but I also wanted to know what had been happening before or what was going to happen in the future. Jane is such a good actor. I've actually seen her crying scene at the end of that episode.
Really?
I've seen that before.
That was heartbreaking.
It was just so good.
Yeah.
You know, like, what if she's pregnant with his kid after this?
That's what I was thinking too. And then she finds out that she's pregnant and she's like, oh, I don't think she is. Because in the after thing, it said like 3 years later. Was it 3 years or 3 months?
It was 3 years. But someone else could have been watching the baby.
Yeah, the baby may not have been in that
scene. And, like, she started her period in the show, but, like, who knows how long her period lasts and how many days between that was, you know?
Right.
So she could be pregnant.
She could be hecka pregnant. Oh, my gosh. I really hope that she had his baby.
So, yeah. 4 out of 5 stars, but I'm really sad. And, that broke my heart.
Yep. Guys, Natalie literally fell to the floor.
Yeah, I flew backwards and hit the ground, and I was like,
it was so sad.
I lost my will to live. Well, and he fell and he started seizing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's gonna have a seizure. And then he stopped moving. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh no. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a death.
I was like, he really doesn't look very good as he was walking up, and I was like, he just looks like he doesn't look good. Well, and then you were like, he looks sick, and I was like, he does look sick. And then he started limping, and I was like, something's wrong. And then he started freaking out. He was dying.
Did he pass his test?
Do we ever get to find that out?
I'm glad that they went to the carnival, though, and he didn't. He wasn't like, I just want to study for my test forever, because then he would have died and they wouldn't have had that.
Yeah, that night together.
But that memory did seem very reminiscent of, like, of their first date and the first time, you know, like, she was remembering that whole time.
Yeah, she was.
Which, I don't know, sometimes when characters are remembering,
I feel like you just I drew a rune around my hand to cast a spell. Oh no, I can't lift my hand from the ground.
Yeah, tell me about it.
No.
I'm drawing in the carpet around Chelsea's hand.
That's I have my hand on the carpet and she has like a screw or something and she's...
This screw goes into the ceiling and it's what that thing fell from. We have like a hammock chair and
that hangs from the ceiling.
I was swinging on it on two separate occasions and it fell down on top of me both times.
I thought you were going to stab my hand. I was so scared.
No. But it's not because I'm too big for it, because like David and my dad have been on it, I think, and my mom.
Yeah.
It's just that I was swinging too violently, I guess. I was having too
it's
much.
It's like of I a... can't take this anymore.
Yeah, I was having too much of a good time.
We should probably close this, huh? We're not even talking about the show anymore.
I'm trying to cope with everything I'm feeling, because I started out not liking it, kind of liking some of the characters. To
becoming totally becoming invested.
More invested in the characters, to liking the characters more, to loving the characters.
To wishing the world upon the characters.
Yeah.
You deserve everything.
Michael.
Michael? Rip Michael.
Too soon! Too soon!
It was 3 years ago! I'm gonna cry.
I am too. That hurt.
Officially, Drain the Virgin is dope.
Yeah, if you want to have a whirlwind of a time, and you want to, well, I was gonna say if you want to not know what's going on, but that's only because we started in season 3, episode 10.
Yeah.
That's a common theme in this show. We never know what's happening. But, yeah, if you want to go for a crazy ride and care about things, and have your heart broken. Careful.
Face planted into the screw.
Then watch Jane the Virgin.
Yes.
Did you have a favorite part?
I really like Jane's grandmother.
Jane's grandmother is a freaking dope.
A freaking dope? She's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's she like, is.
Oh, she's awesome. I love the Latino representation. So cool.
Oh no, I dropped the screw.
It's back. I heard it thump.
I think my favorite part was when she was telling him that they might be pregnant.
I was thinking about that too, except I was thinking, actually, are you done? Were you done talking?
You can go, yeah.
Okay, cool. I was like, maybe I just interrupted her.
Me. All the time.
Let's see, I honestly really like the part where he was just so excited about it, and then when she was like, I'm not pregnant, like, I just started my period, like,
and they both cried.
And they were both, like, sad about it. I just thought that was really touching, honestly.
Well, the whole thing is just, like, so, like, their whole thing is so cute and so sweet, and it's weird because I got such a good feel for that in one episode. Yeah. I think we really chose a great episode.
I think we did.
Like, literally, you guys, the selection process for this podcast is we click on the show, we click on the season, and we go.
Any season we feel like.
Yeah, and we go.
Just scroll.
Which episode do we want to watch? And I was like, 54.
And we clicked on it, and that's, like, literally the first time that we said the episode, the number of the episode, 54, was when we chose it, like, right at that very moment. You guys auditorily witnessed the choosing of the selection of the episode.
Yes, yeah, usually we don't show you guys that part.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about a different episode, and then I was like, no, we're gonna watch this one. And I broke my own heart. But, like, in one whole episode, I got such a good feel for their relationship, and oh my gosh, it just breaks my heart that he is dead. I'm gonna start watching it.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though you don't like the narrator guy that much?
I'm getting used to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I might just start watching with you. Or, well, not with you, but, like, you know, with you.
Yeah. All right, well, like our podcast, comment on our podcast. I don't know if you can do any of these things, but
Instagram,
follow our Instagram. It's a Virgin Views Podcast. Until next time,
we dope. Virginity's cool.
We out.